and family and get your belongings back into the mill. Joderic will not evict you today." And suddenly, Owen believed him, believed that everything would be all right somehow. He could trust this man. They were saved. He had a fleeting desire to fold Robin into an embrace, but Owen was not by nature a demonstrative man. He contented himself with a nod, but the nod said a lot. Robin nodded back and they understood each other. Still half disbelieving, Owen left Robin and walked over to Kate and the children. Smiling for the first time in days, he explained to them what Robin had told them, and had the pleasure of seeing his wife smile too, scarcely able to accept what he was saying. They were to keep their home, and all because of Robin. Much was getting used to this, to the way the peasants reacted to Robin, and it was always Robin who got the adulation, oh yes, despite the frankly enormous and indispensable role that Much played in his master's schemes. Not that Robin was his master now, not officially. Much had been granted his freedom for those 5 long years of service in the Holy Land, but his devotion went so deep that words like servant or free man made no matter. Still, it didn't stop him regretting the course of action Robin had chosen, the way of life that condemned Much to a wild and hungry existence in Sherwood Forest instead of the relative luxury and full larder of the lodge at Bond Church which he had been promised. And now, Robin was just standing there, looking over at the miller and his family with a kind of expectant expression, though they'd done all they came for. If they had to carry out these mad, benevolent schemes, couldn't they at least just get on with it? "Let's go," said Much. Robin seemed not to hear him. Much tried again. "What are you waiting for?" "Nothing," Robin said, but still didn't move. Vaguely sheepish look flitted across his face as he continued to watch Owen and Kate and the children, and Much suddenly realised what it was. He raised his eyebrows. "Oh, please!"
"What?"
said Robin innocently.
"You want to see the look on her face, don't you? You want to see the gratitude."
Robin, caught out, grinned guiltily. Finally, he turned away, and the exasperated Much followed him, on their way at last to do what they'd set out to do, deal with the bailiff. Another thing Much was getting used to since his return to Nottinghamshire was hiding in bushes. It didn't seem to him to be a particularly desirable occupation for a free man, but he had little choice in the matter. If they were not hiding from the sheriff's men, they were taking part in one of Robin's schemes. Like now. At the moment, Robin was somewhere to his left, and skulking in the undergrowth nearby were 2 of the others with whom they'd teamed up. Cheerfully crooked Alan Adale and gruff desperado Roy. They were all watching the path along which Joderic must come to reach Nettleston Village and the miller's home. Finally, there came the cracking of twigs and rustle of leaves that told of someone approaching. Several someones, in fact. That made Much nervous. But as they came into view, he saw, to his relief, that it was just Joderic, with a couple of junior clerks in tow. Nothing to worry about. As soon as Joderic drew level, Robin jumped out of the bushes to greet him. The tax collector was only momentarily taken aback. Obviously he had heard about Robin's return and the developments that had occurred since then. "Robin," he said in recognition. In the old days, the good old days, as Much thought of them, they had been well acquainted. Robin led the old man to one side, out of earshot of his clerks, but still in clear view for the hidden Much. Joderic did not look happy that he had been waylaid.
"Do not interfere," he said firmly, fixing Robin with a regretful but determined look. "You know I have to do this."
He paused and gestured to the path he'd just come along.
"And you know there are sheriff's men on their way to make sure that there is no trouble."
Much hastily glanced in that direction, but as yet the way was clear.
"Do you have to do this?"
Robin asked, just as determined as the bailiff. Joderic nodded.
"I did it under the old sheriff. You did not complain."
That was different, thought Much, and was surprised to hear his words echoed by Robin.
"That was different."
"How?"
Joderic asked.
Well, Much could have told him. As if anyone couldn't see the difference between this new sheriff, eager to bring the poor to greater poverty, and